Podcast, Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. As always, with me is Jody Havnot.
Hello, people.
And Andrew Kiss.
Hello there.
Andrew,
they're the worst greetings in history.
Yeah. It's so funny. Thank you for listening to the last show. It was Super Bowl show. We took a little break, and I did a show with my buddy Doug, and he told you stories about him meeting Paul Stanley. Let's talk about what's new in the Kiss world. We've got a few good topics, and the first thing we're going to start off with is the Japanese... I can't even say the name of the band. Can you guys say the name of the band?
Something Morimoto Clover 7 or Z? I can't remember. Something odd.
I have a hard time saying it. So, and I'm not going to embarrass myself. So let's talk about... First, let's talk about the song. There's one with Kiss singing and one with them singing. You guys saw both of those before?
Yes.
Okay. What do you think about them?
I don't get it.
I don't really get it either, and I don't really like it at all.
I thought the riff is pretty cool.
Yeah. That's not that bad, but
yeah.
I don't like when Kiss does anything except I want them to sound like they did in 1975. You know, maybe I'm an old man, dude, but that's the sound I'm looking for from Kiss.
No,
visually it works though, because it's like those old Japanese paintings. They kind of have a similar makeup almost.
Sure. Right.
The video was really cool.
Yeah, yes. The video's it's you know, all anime and...
At least it works for them because they're a very visual band, but just the song is not for me.
It's much better if you watch it muted, you know?
Did you notice that at one point Tommy Thayer has Wolverine claws?
I was just getting annoyed that Tommy Thayer had the PS10 or the Paul Stanley guitar. Just
Is
in the
he,
video.
I didn't notice that.
I didn't even notice.
No, just animated, though.
Oh, animated. Oh, okay.
No Les Paul? I didn't even pick up on that.
Yeah, just a few frames he had the Ibanez, except it was white.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you, Andrew.
Is it the PS10 or are those the pickups? I always get that confused.
The original Ibanez, like Paul Stanley model, was called the PS10, and now
okay, so I was right. Now it's the Iceman.
Yeah, the Iceman.
The Iceman.
Ice, baby.
Did you know that the cheap version of that guitar, the new Paul Stanley, the cheap version is like $299 or something like that?
Wow.
Now I'm I don't know why I would want to get
that. I just
got
that Batman reference, sorry.
What?
The Iceman cometh.
Oh.
Right.
I make you do so much editing.
I'm not editing that out.
Oh, God.
It's funny. Okay.
What killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age. Okay.
Schwarzenegger caffeine again,
yes,
man.
Yes, I love it when he drinks coffee.
I think we should like do a parody of the like Folgers Paul Stanley thing. Have it be you, dude.
I showed my friend that commercial and he fell off his chair laughing.
Apparently, there is a parody out there now.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't watched it myself, but somebody told me about it. And I haven't had a chance. Wow. We're so off topic, but that's okay. So the song is, it's just weird. Basically, what that is a mixture, what I got from the video was that this group is basically like a Kiss. Did you notice they were all different colors, and they all had their own, I guess, weapons. Did that one girl, like, vomit? Like...
I was so confused.
They jumping out of planes or something, and then they she opens her mouth and like puke comes out of it. I was like, wow, this is really. I don't know, man, but you know, I can see that Kiss wants to stay relevant, so they that'd be like them doing a. I always thought that on their last album they should have had a Lady Gaga on there. I always thought she loves Kiss so much. And I thought that if they wanted to stay relevant, they could have had her sing a song with Paul, you know?
Right.
When AC/DC was playing the Grammys tonight, they were showing her, and she was rocking out. You know, that's her thing. You know, despite the fact that she sings pop music, she is a rocker. You know, she has been on record as saying, I love Iron Maiden, I love Kiss, I love Black Sabbath.
She's a big Anthrax fan, too.
Yeah, she's a big, that's right. She said, if on in concert one time. I think there's something where she said, "If you're gonna listen to, if you want to listen to good music, listen to Kiss or maybe Anthrax." She said.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right on.
Yeah, and there was a time where somebody,
and thousands of preteens went, "Who?
Who?" But it's her crowd. I don't know. Her crowd is mostly gay, I think. But,
and me.
And me.
I've gone on record to say I enjoy Lady Gaga.
Well, yes, and I have the double of her first album on vinyl. It's a double record. It's pretty sweet.
Wow.
Yeah. But, okay, off the subject. But, yeah, so... If
you,
she,
are you guys getting
that ding?
Yeah, what the hell is that?
That's my damn phone.
Oh.
Listen, no joke, and everybody out there listening, the guitar player in my band, Jacob, he is so into Kiss right now, and he just sent me a message. Every time I turn around, I've talked about him before on the show. He at 3 o'clock in the morning, he'll send me a message and go, "I seem to like Vinny more than I like Bruce, blah, blah, blah." And I'm always like, it's 3 a.m. This one says, "Can you send me links to the new Kiss videos? I can't find them for some reason." I'm like, I'll throw my phone over there. Jacob, I know you're listening right now. Stop calling me, you dick. Okay. Okay. That's the most vulgar I've gotten. Okay. Yeah, so how do we rate this?
Man, out of 10, I think the video is like probably like a 7 or 8, and the music's like a 2, maybe a 3.
Yeah, I think it's out of our, like...
It's just not my style.
I think
music,
we don't understand,
you know?
It, you know? I think we
That's
don't understand.
That's a big part of it.
We don't understand what they're trying to do here, you know?
It's a whole different culture over there.
Sure. I wonder how big this song is over there. I mean, I've read about these girls, but I haven't really gotten, like, the gist.
They're relatively big in Japan.
I mean, are they supposed to be, like, the Japanese Spice Girls?
It's they had the whole segment of this on the Kiss Room. I'm trying to remember... Is it like an idol group or something like that?
It's like Menudo, right? Mm-hmm. Where they like switch out the members,
yeah,
and keep them like young, and I don't know. That's just what I think. I don't know. I personally don't really. It's not my kind of thing at all. You know, I don't like when Kiss. I don't even like when they change into like heavy metal. Like, you know, I want them to sound like they used to.
Right.
I think it's cool that they're, you know, big enough to do something like that. You know, but still, I wouldn't buy it. You know what I mean?
You know, and it's all cartoony in the in part of the video, and it makes sense where they're superheroes and the other girls are superheroes, and you know. But like I said, if they're gonna do something new, just go ahead and, you know, release a new record.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's where we're at. You know. So we got a low rating for the song, and a high rating because the video is pretty cool.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely better than most Kiss videos.
It totally is.
It really is. It's like,
it's way better than like Psycho Circus.
Yeah, that wasn't the video 3D was horrific. At all.
Yeah. The reaching and the poking.
The bopping and the...
The beeping and the bopping and the bopping.
This is really out of control. Okay, all right, so subject number 2. Yeah, Ace Frehley is apparently going to be doing a record of nothing but covers, and I thought it would be really cool if we could come up with 3 songs that we would love to see him cover. And, of course, I threw this at the guys today, so they have had no time to come up with anything, but they have. They troopered it out, and they came up with some songs. I'll start. Okay, you guys ready?
Yep.
I would love to hear Ace Frehley do Holiday in the Sun.
Oh, yeah, Pistols?
Pistols.
Nice.
I think that would be a good Ace Frehley song. Anybody agree?
I could dig it. And that's in G, isn't it? Ace really likes G.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I could see it. He could totally play that, you know?
Yeah, oh, that'd be cool.
It's got that classic girls, girls, girls beginning. You know? I was always like, every time I taught that in class, and I was always like, man, Motley totally ripped that off. Anyway, okay, Jody, what do you think?
Oh, man, I was kind of struggling trying to think of stuff, but one that I came up with, it might be just kind of be the obvious Space song. And I'm not I'm thinking maybe that he would have like a different vocalist, because I don't think necessarily that he could sing this one. But what do you guys think about if he like rocked out Space Trucking, dude? You know, Deep Purple.
All right.
That'd be badass. Yeah.
He's got a space vibe, you know. A little obvious, maybe, but, you know, he's going
to
do something.
That's so weird you brought that. I was listening to that right before, like, I called you for Skype.
It's got a very Ace kind of riff, especially before the vocals come in, you know? Mm-hmm. But I just don't think he could hit those vocals once it starts wailing, you know? So you'd have to have somebody like Sebastian or whoever.
No. Music in a sad, sad thought.
I don't have a problem. Look, I've said it before. If he's going to do this, he needs to do what Carlos Santana did.
Right, exactly.
You know, play the music and let other people sing the songs. Carlos Santana being an anti-Kiss person, by the way.
Fuck him.
Fuck him. Yeah, he's not a fan. He says that they're a Las Vegas act and they don't belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, Carlos, we'll just keep your music over there, and we'll keep rocking and partying over here.
You're working on your Paul now, huh?
Yes, it's great.
Fucking awful.
Okay, all right. So, all right, two good songs so far.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Andrew?
Well, I guess I misunderstood. These aren't necessarily, well, one of them is, but they're not songs that, like, I'd want him to cover, but songs that I can hear him covering. But still, it's a list nonetheless.
Sure.
And my first one's going to really shock people. But Times Like These by the Foo Fighters. I can totally hear Ace doing that.
No. Really? That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see it. I don't know. Have you guys ever heard the Foo Fighters? They did Snowblind?
Yeah.
Or was it Ozone? I can't remember.
No, it was Ozone, I thought it was.
Yeah, it sounds just like it, though. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're, you know, big Kiss fans.
Right.
Who could blame them?
Nah.
I could totally hear Ace doing that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just one of those. This is just a list of things that we would like him to do. Mm-hmm. You know, not necessarily that he will do, although I know you're listening. So just trust me, if you want a hit album, the first thing you need to do is go get that, like, get a bunch of singers that are famous now and to sing on your songs, and you'll have a million seller because that crappy Carlos Santana did it. Anyway, all right, my next song. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Purple Haze.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Haze.
That would be cool to hear Ace do some Hendrix.
Yeah, I think that he could pull it off nicely, and he could sing it easily. And
right. Do you think he would bust out a Strat, or would he do it on a Les Paul?
I would like to hear it on a Les Paul, a little heavier, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. A little more meat.
Yeah, you know. And Ace would...
He'd have to have Eddie Kramer produce it, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. And also, you know, make sure that he throws a little bit of Ace flair in there, you know?
Hell yeah.
As far as the solo goes, he wouldn't necessarily have to play the solo just like Hendrix did it, but...
Or maybe do like extend it, do the Hendrix, and then just go fully Ace.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Split the last eight bars half or something. Half.
Yeah.
Then when his guitar smokes, it'll just be like purple smoke in there.
Ooh!
Yeah.
Andrew, nice.
Check out the big brain on Andrew.
Nice.
Oh, no need for sarcasm.
There's another movie asshole line that went right over Andrew's head.
Mm. Wow, you never seen Pulp Fiction?
You never
Andrew?
Seen Pulp Fiction?
No.
Oh my God.
Well, I have, but I was intoxicated the three separate occasions I've seen it, so
he's
I don't
tried
remember
to watch it three times.
No, I didn't need to get drunk to watch it. It's just it so happens I was at a house drunk watching it. On three separate occasions.
Yeah, and 14. He was 14 when he did it.
Actually, yeah. Oh, sorry. Moving on.
Okay, next song.
Me?
Yeah, it's
your turn.
Okay, sorry.
Went down the pipe.
Right. Okay, so I was thinking I want to hear Ace do Bad Reputation by Joan Jett.
Oh, man. That is a good one.
Because, you know, lyrically it fits Ace pretty well. And plus I've always thought of Joan Jett as kind of the female Ace. I don't know why. Not that she plays that way, but she just reminds me of Ace Frehley.
Look, look, if there's one truth in this world, it is that Joan Jett is a badass.
Right.
And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, and there, you know, Ace covering that song. Man, that's another song that I've taught to kids.
Oh, yeah, me too.
It's pretty awesome. Very fun, kick-ass song, and Ace doing it. Man, I, you know what? We should write this list down and send it to him.
Right.
Because, you know,
you hear, like, Richie Scarlett doing those, no, you know, the background.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that'd be so great.
It'd be pretty awesome. All right. That's my second choice,
yeah,
fellas.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
It's an awesome choice.
Thank you.
So what you got?
What you got? He'd have to do this in sort of like a rock soldier style, but I saw the similarities as kind of like it didn't happen to him, but that sort of autobiographical type of writing. But Cocaine Blues by Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
But do it in like a rock soldier style, so really rock it out, but have that same sort of way of like almost like telling a story sort of thing, because that's what the song is.
Yeah, Ace is going to shoot a bad bitch down.
Huh? Man, Andrew, I'm impressed you really dug deep.
Oh. Thanks.
That's good. That's good. That, you know, Johnny Ace doing Cash. Mm-hmm. Why not, right?
Oh, sure.
I think you can pull it off.
Could be cool. I'd be open to hearing it, for sure.
Yeah.
But sort of just, like, rock the fuck out of it, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could.
Well, my main inspiration for that was, I think I told you this once, Jody, but his cover of Hide Your Heart.
Right.
To me, that sounded a bit like New Age country in a sense. Like, it's missing a few signature country sounds. But to me, it sounded a tad bit like modern country. So I worked from there and sort of moved back a bit and think what country songs he would be good at singing. Yeah.
I really do not like his version of Hide Your Heart.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, man.
I prefer the Kiss one all day.
Yeah. I don't mind it, but I can't. When you put it up against the Kiss version, I'm like, nah.
Dude, I had it on repeat all day today.
Really?
Did you
really?
That's funny.
Oh, yeah.
See, for me, it comes down to the vocal. You got to go with Paul over Ace.
Vocally. Yeah, vocally.
Well, you see, I can't sing anything like Paul, but I can sing a little bit like Ace. So.
Right. What about the Bonnie Tyler? You guys
Bonnie
that?
Tyler! Oh my god, it's so bad.
Yeah. Terrible. It's very dramatic.
You know, I don't know the story behind that. Do you guys know the story why so many people covered it?
I think it was just a song. I forgot who wrote it. It was one of like Diane Warren or something.
That was Desmond Child.
I don't fucking remember. But it was just being shopped around, and I guess everyone heard the demo and really liked it. I don't know. That's my guess.
Yeah. Because, like, who else did it?
I'm not sure.
I know there was one more version. And if you know, you can send us a letter to PodcastRockCity1, the number one, at gmail.com. Yeah. Okay, so my third song. I would really love Ace to do Highway to Hell.
Oh, nice.
I was actually thinking about that today. Because wasn't he supposed to do it at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or something?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought he was going to do it with, like, the Foo Fighters or something.
I was torn between that and Dirty Deeds.
Right.
And I thought, well, Highway to Hell would probably be more...
That's pretty AC.
Pretty AC, mm-hmm. Especially the solo. And
right.
Yeah, so, you know, pay a little homage to AC/DC... In the in my last choice, it's a great song, and it fits Ace.
Right, he would sound like when he would say "Highway to Hell." It would be like how he sounds when he sings like "Hotter Than Hell" live, like "Highway to Hell." You know what I mean? It was a bad Ace impersonation, but you know what I'm saying.
Hi, I'm on my way to the promised land, Curly.
So, man, I didn't know Ace is in Canada tonight. And along with Paul, he's with you.
Huh. Oh, I see. You know, Andrew's a little bit slow tonight, but that's okay.
Right.
Wow, we're a little delirious today, people. If you're out there listening, I hope you're giggling along with us.
Yes, giggling at my fucking stupidity.
And we don't care either way. We're just having fun. Okay, Jody, third
song.
I
wasn't born like that, by the way. I used to box without headgear. Anyway, continue.
It's a nature-nurture kind of thing. My third song, I don't know if you guys would be familiar with this, but I know for sure Matt Porter is. And I was thinking Love's Not Fair by the Zeros. You guys heard that song before?
I never heard of it.
You got to check it out. It's just totally, like, the delivery that Sammy Sirius gives is totally, like, Ace. It would just be so badass for Ace to do it. And it's not my favorite Zeros song, but it would be the perfect one for Ace. So dig that shit up. It's a great album.
To check that out.
I will check that out. Love's Not Fair.
It's in G. It's like, Ace really likes G. That's one of his keys, you know what I mean? So it would be perfect. But, yeah. Love's Not Fair, the Zeros. That's my third choice.
Right on.
All right, Andrew?
Last choice, I got Peace Sells by Megadeth.
Wow.
Yeah. Now we're really...
I can't hear that one. I just can't picture it.
That one's over my head, but I mean...
Oh, okay.
How would you know the vocals sound? Like,
what do you mean I don't believe in God?
Talk to him every day, Curly.
Curly.
I don't know. I can still totally hear him do that.
Can you put a price on peace? Like, I can't. I wish I could do the voice, but I just can't.
Oh, and everybody that can is so good. And when you hear it, you're like, yeah, that's awesome.
Right.
All right, so those are our picks. What do you think? I'm hoping that it comes out at the end of this year or maybe next year. Have you guys been following along with all the, like, drama that's going on with the Ace, like, meet and greet stuff where people still haven't received their T-shirts or whatever?
I heard a little bit about it, yeah.
Yeah, man, it's really weird. I mean, and so, one person said, hey, man, it's been 4 months. I'm pissed off now.
Right.
You know, I think it was super fan Andy Moyen, super Kiss fan Andy Moyen that's having a hard time. I don't know if he's fixed that yet or not, but...
It's pretty disorganized. I think we talked about what happened to Slade, didn't we? Have we talked about that?
Was it?
I've heard, yeah, that she got... like up in the nosebleeds when she paid for the whole VIP experience.
Yeah, she went to VIP and then, you know, Rachel bought her tickets that day and was like fourth row. Meanwhile, all the VIPs were like way up on some balcony far away from the stage and shit. Mm-hmm. It's like, how disorganized can this really be?
Yeah, how the hell are you buying your ticket VIP for $250 and sitting in the rafters?
Right. While the girl who went with you bought hers that day and is in fourth row.
Yeah. That's really strange.
For like $30 or whatever.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep everybody updated and we'll see what happens. next topic. And you guys brought this up. And it is that Kiss is on the next Kiss Cruise, Kiss Cruise 5. They are going to be doing an electric sail away show, Unmasked.
I think that's pretty cool, man.
That's badass.
I mean, it's always Unmasked, but usually it's acoustic. So this is this is way different. You know, this is, you know.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Do you think, are they still just going to be sitting in the stools? Or are they going to be rocking out? Or what's the deal?
I don't know, man. I'm going to imagine that they're not going to be sitting. I'm going to imagine that they're going to rock it out.
Right. But do you think that it'll also be the same basic set where you might get to hear, like, Coming Home Electric and... You know how they have certain ones they always seem to do for that?
I don't know, man. Look, the one thing that I can tell you, because I'm really involved with watching all the Kiss Cruise Facebook pages, is people don't want the same shit this time around. They want deep cuts. And if they're going to do this sail away show and it's going to be Unmasked and electric, you know, they're going to want to hear shit like Young and Wasted, probably, you know.
Oh, bang bang you, awesome.
Bang bang you. Bang bang. But you know, I think that Eric Singer could pull off Young and Wasted.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I think so too.
They could do Unholy.
They could do the whole Elder set.
Yeah. Unmasked.
Right.
And electric. What?
That'd be badass. A million to one.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Like stuff like that, yeah.
Magic Touch.
Oh.
Man, I mean, really, they could pull that shit off. They could really, you know, Tommy pulls off everything Bruce does and everything Vinny does. So, why, you know, just sit back, play the rhythm, Paul, and let Tommy shine, you know?
Right.
And then give the fans what they want, you know, something special.
Right. Wouldn't it be sweet if they brought back Fits Like a Glove, electric?
Oh, how about I Just Want to Forget You?
I just want to forget that song, bro, honestly.
It would be cool to see, though.
I know you do. They have the strippers out again and stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, if they did that, we're all good.
I just want them to be in their asylum costumes.
No, Gene comes out with, like, a scruffy beard.
That'd be cool.
You know, Paul's beard I never liked. I always thought it looked like...
Let's have the petitions bring back the leather trench coats.
I agree.
Asylum would be more interesting.
You look at Paul Stanley's beard from the Revenge Tour and the Revenge stuff, like the photo shoots and stuff, it reminds me of like Joe Dirt. And it's just like you want to walk up to him and go, so you're so ingrained with white trash jeans that your beard only grows here and a little here. It's just like, it never filled in the way.
Right.
I always thought that was really interesting. But like, I would say they would definitely have to, if they're going to do Unmasked and Electric, they're going to have to pull out like Crazy Nights.
Mm-hmm.
That'd
be
cool.
Tears Are Falling.
Reason to Live.
Oh, yeah, that would be sweet.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And a lot of those songs are too high for Paul to sing, I think.
Yeah, I don't think he can pull off Crazy Nights anymore.
Yeah. What about, like, I'll Fight Hell to Hold You or something?
Oh, that'd be my dream, but there's no way that's fucking happening. But,
you know, right. they really have to figure out, they have to figure out what songs to play that's going to make the crowd feel special that Paul...
She's so European. They'll probably
Look, anything off Unmasked is going
easy
to
as it seems. That'd be fucking badass.
You know, is that tomorrow. You? Anything off that album is going to floor that crowd.
Mm-hmm.
True.
It will floor them. If they were to start the set with Is That You? You know, something like that. Oh, man, the crowd. Naked City. Gene can sing it.
Yeah, Gene can sing all of his stuff still.
Yeah. Anything off that album is going to floor...
Except for Shandy. We've heard that a lot.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I mean, I do like the song, but, you know, it's been done. I think it'd be cool if they brought back I Still Love You. I don't think Paul could necessarily do it justice, but...
Yeah, that's a problem.
I love that damn song.
I'm glad that I've seen him do it.
Yeah, me too.
Live, you know.
I haven't.
Oh.
Should have been born earlier, fool.
Yeah, man, what's wrong with your parents?
I don't know.
When you go home, be like, I'm pissed at you. I was born too late. See, I still love you.
Yes. It upsets me so much that I'm probably the same age as Andrew's father.
Oh, no, he's 54.
All right!
Yeah.
I'm a kid!
We're like his warped uncles.
Yeah,
that's,
you guys are my crazy who buy me beer.
Yeah. Okay, so I did get two questions this week.
Oh, shit.
For Ask Andrew. Andrew is amazed every week that you guys write in and give him questions. Feel free. PodcastRockCity1, that's the number one, @gmail.com. Anything KISS-related. We've already had the question if it burns when he pees, and the answer was no. So, but, you know, KISS-related, you know, and you know, it just, it doesn't have to be clean or anything. You know, it could be, all right, so here's the first here's the first question. Okay. For Ask Andrew, you're a girl. What member of KISS would you want to sleep with?
Was
Tommy.
Who?
Tommy Thayer.
Really? Yeah. Well, Tommy Thayer?
I'm comfortable enough with my sexuality, but yeah, he is pretty good looking. And he seems like a cuddler, too. So. Yeah.
Oh, my God. At least you didn't say, you know, one of the dead guys.
No, it'd be weird.
I'm joking, bro.
That question came from Johnny Crispin in Chicago.
Well, there you go, Johnny.
Johnny, wow, I didn't expect him to answer
that. I like
that
the
at
nice
all.
Boys.
Let me ask, nice can boys. I ask a question for Ask Andrew while we're on this
sure,
subject?
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
I want to know.
For Ask Andrew.
Yeah. I want to know, okay, so you could, this time it's with a woman, okay?
Okay.
If you're going to make your girl...
Tommy Thayer. Sorry.
Okay, so the question, though, was, if you're going to make your girl put on the makeup, whose makeup?
Oh, no, that's a good
question.
You're
going with Tommy Thayer's makeup, huh?
No, it's going to be Paul.
Why, the red lips?
I guess. I don't know. Just
you get that star in your crotch.
Right. What about you, Joe?
Oh, hell, man. That's a tough one. I've always kind of dreamed of doing a kitty cat. No, no, it would probably be Paul Stanley. No, we're talking
about Kiss, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, I'm going to change mine to Gene. Yeah.
One answer, Andrew. That's all you get.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding. Gene Simmons, fine. Yeah, it would be Paul Stanley. I've already said that I would do Paul. So We're all good.
Sure.
Welcome to the Who'd You Do podcast. Right. Podcast Rock City.
What about late you, night. Jody?
I think I'd have to just throw a curveball and have a chick put on the Vinnie makeup just to be a little exotic.
Really?
Oh, no. Yeah. Kind of like Cleopatra.
Yeah, plus I don't like Vinny's makeup, so I would have like kind of like a violent thing going. Kind of a hate fuck, if you know what I'm saying. But you can edit that out.
No, I don't have to.
Edit her out. Oh,
leave it. What the hell ever. At this point, we're kind of nuts. Okay, next.
Question number two.
Next question.
For what?
Ask Andrew. Wow, that's really going to catch on, I think.
Right.
Okay, Andrew.
Yep.
Question. Worst costume for which member?
So, can it be, like, any era? Or just does it have to be each member's worst costume?
No, just pick one costume for
Peter Dynasty.
Peter Dynasty with the
those
big...
Those green things just piss me off so much.
The lion's heads.
Yeah, it just... It's very distracting.
It's very HR puffing stuff.
I'm looking at the poster right now, and yeah. You know, I have a buddy that told me, he was like, I never could understand why he had monkey heads on his shoulder. I was like, it's not monkey heads, it's lions. He's a cat, man. Why would he have monkey heads on his shoulders?
I just never liked the whole superhero. I've mentioned that before, but yeah. I'm not a big fan of the Dynasty. But yeah, Peter's in particular. That or Paul's... What the KST boys say, the Court Jester outfit?
Yeah.
The purple one?
Not for me. Yeah, let's go with Peter's.
Well, there you go. That's a good answer, too, because I don't really like Peter's either. I mean, it's fluffy and friendly looking, but HR puff and stuff. Okay. It's so silly. Okay, so if you want to write Andrew an Ask Andrew question, it's podcastrockcity1@gmail.com. Don't forget to go to podcastrockcity.com, Podcast Rock City on Facebook or Twitter. And don't forget the guys that you're listening to on the other side are in Strange Ways, and they have a great podcast. Make sure you follow them on iTunes or Podomatic. And don't forget, man, you know, there's tons and tons of really good Kiss podcasts and music podcasts out there from everybody from Cassius Morris to Matt Porter, Ken Mills, the KST guys, Strange Ways, like I've said, Decibel Geek, Pods and Sods. Give me some more, guys.
Pod of Thunder.
Pod of Thunder, yes. Yes, Pod of Thunder.
Watching you.
Yes. Tons of good ones. You have no need for radio anymore. Just download all these things, beam them into your radio while you're driving around. I have a Bluetooth speaker that sits on my dresser, and I will just dial up whatever I want on my iPhone and beam it through, and that smelled.
Sorry.
Was that a burp?
Yeah, so was.
Okay, I smelled it all the way down here in Georgia.
Damn.
They're from the attic, not the basement.
Was it pickles?
No, it was chicken strips.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Nice.
Nice. I think now I'm hungry.
Well, let me burp again.
Jeez.
Well, thank you guys for listening. We appreciate this pandemonium, and if you stuck till to the end, we love you. You are the best, and
you deserve to give yourself a round of applause.
Let's go.
All right.
Thank you, guys, and we'll see you next week. Peace.
Greetings from Gentle Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast wants to invite you to a rock and roll party. Bon Jovi have not, D-Rock, and Clinton Harris are the strangest Kiss podcast known to our scientists at this time.
Pretty mystical.
Your Kiss Army bros celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder. Kiss! You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher and blah, blah, blah. Just Google it. Thank you and keep on rocking.
They are serious.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
This is a really big moment.
Hi, I'm Cassius Morris, host of Kiss Podcast Creatures of the Net. Our show content includes current events of the hottest band in the land, exclusive interviews, and the trials and tribulations of being a Kiss fan. You can check out our show at www.creaturesofthenet.com and on Facebook or Twitter. And if you don't know the website name by now,
well, you better learn it.
We'll see you here.
Kistery Science Theater, the most civilized.
Yeah. Oh, f-
oh, f- me. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom,
boom. And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
Kiss Podcast on the web. Kistery Science Theater. We bust balls because we care.
Doctors define modern rock disorder as a sudden, intense drop in musical taste affecting all facets of the victim's lives and the lives of those around them. Over 20 million Americans suffer. Do you? Is your newfound love of Axe body spray, leather wristbands, and mountains of hair care products driving those close to you crazy? Has your overwhelming desire to crank Nickelback, drink a sixer of Natty Ice, and yell at girls from the back of a pickup truck seriously impaired your work or social life? The Decibel Geek Podcast offers new hope. The Decibel Geek Podcast, the only podcast proven effective for MRD. The Decibel Geek Podcast corrects the chemical imbalance created by listening to bands like Theory of a Dead Man and Three Doors Down, so that with time and your hosts Chris and Aaron's help, you can move toward recovery. MRD hurts. The Decibel Geek Podcast can help. Visit www.decibelgeek.com to begin the road to recovery.
It's time for some cheap talk. You're listening to Trick Chat.
Their mommy's all right. Their daddies are all right. They just seem a little weird. They even got their Kiss records out. This is Ken from the Podkiss. Join me, Matt, Andrew, and BJ as we talk about four great guys and three great chords. Cheap Trick. If you're a Kiss fan, chances are you checked them out. So please check out our show, Cheap Talk with Trick Chat, available for now in the Podkiss feed.
Keep cheap tricking.
Someone, somewhere is needing to hear from you. Someone needing to know that you care. Care enough to give the gift of Podkiss. Tell a friend about Podkiss today. Download us on iTunes, friend us on Facebook, and rock your ass out. Podkiss.
That's a picture of Joseph Kiss Sr., who came up with the vision of Kiss in 1753.
Right, that's
of course a picture of him without makeup.
That's right, Mr. Joseph Kiss Sr. All
right. Hi, Kiss fans. This is J.R. Smalling, and I'm pleased to announce the release of our new book, Out on the Streets, written by me and the other members of the original Kiss crew. This book chronicles the glory days of the hottest band in the land from 1974 to 1976. You'll hear the real tales of what it was like to be on the road with Kiss during those early years. For more information or to purchase, visit our website, www.theoriginalkisscrew.com. That's crew with a K. You wanted the book and you got it. And we hope that you enjoy it.